Welcome to a new edition of the Neon Jazz Interview Series with Portland-based jazz pianist and composer Ezra Weiss. We talked about his new 2022 CD, Amazing Life, done with his friends, bassist John Shaw and drummer Tim DeRoche. They combine different ends of the jazz gene pool to create a new EP fueled by this pandemic. He is a former New Yorker and served as an arranger and drummer for the legendary Billy Hart and co-led the Courtney Bryan Ezra Weiss Jazz Orchestra in New York City. He has taught at multiple colleges and universities in Portland, Oregon, where he lives with his wife and two kids. Dig this interview.
Joe Domino, Neon Jazz Radio in Kansas City. How are you?
Good. How's it going?
Everything's good. Thanks for taking a minute out today. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks for having me. My pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure, too. And before we get into Amazing Life, I want to know, we've been living through a global pandemic for the last couple of years, and finally musicians are able to get out and kind of break free and start playing again. And I'm wondering, how did you survive that two-year period, and how did it change you?
It was a challenge. It changed a lot. I have kids at home who are younger. So we did homeschooling for a while. While schools were closed, and so that kind of became more of my focus. And I used to be teaching at Portland State University. A lot, and I backed off my teaching there just to be able to focus on some of that stuff. I also ended up creating some new things during the pandemic. I early in the pandemic, I made like an online musical called Is Everybody Here? I collaborated with a bunch of songwriters and performers, it's up on YouTube. it was just songs kind of related to the pandemic, and that was probably in May of 2020. Things started to come back, and that's just been a huge deal. I every time I'm playing with people in the same room as them, and especially with an audience, I really don't take it for granted. I recognize it's like a very special opportunity, and that was partly what led to us recording Amazing Life. It was me and a few old friends just wanted a chance to get together and be in the same room with people and play again.
So talk to me about this album, coming together, the fact that it's coming out now with everything opening up. How does the release feel?
It's really exciting. It was we were really just going to record for fun. We weren't planning on having anything released. It was an inexpensive place to go and play together at the studio. We went and recorded just for fun, as just almost like just a chance to just play together for the first time in a long time, and went into a really cool spot that's just a nice room that a young man named Paris Butler, who's a former piano student of mine, has, and he has a few good microphones, and so we just said, well, let's set him up and we'll hit record. And we'll just play together for a few hours, and we brought a few tunes by some friends of ours to just play through. And at the end of it, we recorded a lot of, we just played for 3 hours, but we found that these five songs, we really liked our performance of them, and when we kind of put them next to each other, they seemed to add up to something that felt sort of like a really enjoyable musical statement. And so we said, okay, we'll release it, and we sent it off to a great guy named Katsuhiko Naito to do the mixing and mastering. And so the sound is really beautiful, and so it's just amazing. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, we have this EP coming out. Now we're a band. But it really came together very organically. In fact, what really sparked it was our drummer, Tim DeRoche. He had a dream that we made a recording that was like a very ECM kind of recording. And he told me about it, and I said, well, we should do that. And so, you know, we went with it, and here we are.
That's wonderful. What are you hoping the listener gets from this album?
Well, that's a great question. I guess I hope that it brings some sense of compassion or comfort to people. It's a very personal sort of album. We were all just kind of having a conversation, a musical conversation together, but in sort of a deep sort of way, like not like a what's the weather like, but more like a conversation about like the nature of, you know, the existence and that sort of thing. And so for me, like I just listen to it. Like if I sit and have like a glass of wine and put the album on and just sit for half an hour, it's just by the, at the end of the half hour, I just feel like I've kind of had an experience. So, you know, I hope people find some comfort in it. And, but it's not a showy album. We were not trying to win at jazz. We were just, when we were playing, we were just taking risks and being musical and really not performing even. We were just communicating to each other.
So talk to me a little bit about your history, where you were born and raised, and how jazz became your focal point.
So I was born and raised in Phoenix, Arizona. I grew up, my dad's introduced me to his record collection when I was about 10 years old. And he had a lot of like Broadway in his record collection, and he had some jazz. But I initially got really into like Broadway cast recordings, like classics like Gypsy and Fiddler on the Roof and West Side Story. And I would listen to all of those and got real involved actually with musical theater. But I think what I liked so much about those albums was, they told a real story, you know, that was very, especially when you're like 10 years old, like it's not particularly abstract. It's like, oh, I can understand this music because this is angry. So, or this is, I had the lyrics to sort of guide me as to like how to understand the music, I guess. And I liked the stories and then, you know, I was involved in school music programs and ended up loving jazz in that it was kind of like a Broadway musical in that it was telling a story, but instead of telling the story of like other characters, it's like you're telling your own story, and sort of in the same way that people in a musical break into song kind of out of nowhere, as a jazz musician, when you go to improvise, you kind of are doing that. You're breaking into song out of nowhere and saying what's on your mind. And I think that was probably what initially drew me into jazz. And then I studied with some great teachers, Wendell Logan and Neil Creakey, and Dan Wall at the Oberlin Conservatory. And I came to learn more about jazz tradition and African-American music. And then I moved to Portland. I then spent a few years in New York and moved back to Portland. And, yeah, I guess that sums it up.
What do you like the best about this journey of being a professional musician? I mean, there's that... Obviously, you're creating something, you're doing something that you love, but what is it about the process of being a professional musician you like the best?
Well, I think it's the music that I like best. I really love, and I guess the communication. I think for me, I in outside of playing music, I'm an introvert. A lot of times, and that's so music to me is the easiest way to connect with people. And I guess in terms of what I like about doing it professionally, it has its downsides doing it professionally because all of a sudden this thing that you love is also what you're dependent on financially, and that has its downside. Sometimes there can be it could be sort of nice to separate that and just this is the thing I love, like cooking or something, and you don't have to. I think there is something about having a hobby that's really nice. but what I do like about doing it professionally is, one, you're able to do it working with people at an extremely high level. So the musicians I get to play with and have gotten to work with over time have been incredible. And I think the other thing is when you're doing it professionally, you have you have built-in projects that come up, which is just a really great, they can get you, there's a lot of work that I've done over the years that has been for hire that ends up being, you know, these incredible creative journeys that I would not have come to if I hadn't gotten the phone call, you know. So I guess the opportunities that arise with it.
So what about a dream show? If you could get into a time machine and see a dream jazz show, where would you go? Who would you see?
Well, John Coltrane.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's immediately my first reaction. I think probably also, you know, you're asking about what brought me to jazz. I think I've got to say John Coltrane is probably what led me to decide this is what I want to make the focus of my life. You know, and so much so much music in this tradition I love. But at the same time, probably you can love something without saying I have to do that too. I have to, you know, so I like I really love Charlie Parker's music. But John Coltrane is what sort of grabbed my heart pretty early on and just was like, this is a journey that I have to go on. If I could see John Coltrane live, that would be amazing.
So everyone has a perception of you, your family, your friends, your fans, but ultimately you live your life. You have a perception of you. Who do you think you are?
Oh, man.
The big one.
Yeah, that is. I mean, I think I'm just going through one day at a time a lot of times. I think if I try and overthink it, I get a little stuck in my head. So I don't know if I know. I think I'm a musician, and I like to create things, and I'm a husband and a father.
Ezra, hey, thank you for taking some time out to talk about the new album and your life and music, COVID and all of that. I really appreciate it. Good luck with everything.
Oh, thanks so much, Joe. It's my honor to be talking to you.
Thanks for listening and tuning in to another Neon Jazz interview, where we give you a bit of insight into the finest players and minds in Portland, Kansas City, and spots all over the world, giving fans all that jazz. Thanks to Ezra for his time, music, and stories. If you want to hear more interviews, go to Famous Interviews with Joe Dimino in the iTunes Store. Visit NeonJazz at YouTube.com. And for everything Neon Jazz all the time, go to the NeonJazz.blogspot.com. Until next time, enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.